Blog Talk Radio.
I woke up this morning, saw a world full of trouble. Now I thought, how do we ever get so far down? And how's it ever gonna turn around? So I turned my eyes to heaven. I thought, God, why don't you do something? Well, I just couldn't bear the thought of people living in poverty, children sold into slavery. The thought disgusted me, so I shook my fist at heaven. I said, God, why don't you do something? He said, I did. Yeah. I created you. If not us, then who?
Welcome to PowerPoint Radio. We are PowerPoint Church. You can find us at powerpoint.org. I am your host. And find us on Twitter. P is in Paul, N is in Nancy, T is in Tom, Church. Same on Facebook, Power PNT Church. We will be live with you every Thursday night at 9 p.m. preaching and teaching the Word of God, talking current issues, breaking news, but more importantly, advancing the kingdom, advancing the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are dealing with, America is dealing with, the city of Charleston and the state of South Carolina is dealing with an extreme tragedy. Last night, as you all may well know, 9 people in prayer were murdered last night at the hands of a young 21-year-old man who we will not mention his name. He does not deserve any publicity or any press or any name recognition. So hopefully our friends in the media and our friends in church that have a microphone will hold his name back and do not mention it, but yet know that there is a name that is above all other names. Regardless of what the name is, there is a name, and that name is Jesus Christ, the name that is above all other names. So please implant in and use as a placeholder for anything you may be talking about across the airways and across television. Please use the name of Jesus and see what change finally does truly come to America. The tragedy in Charleston, title of our show. Tragedy in Charleston, and are you political or prayerful when it comes to this tragedy, when it comes to this church massacre? This young man, again, 21 years of age, walked in to a church during Bible study across the landscape of Christianity, across the landscape of our churches, at least here in America. It is a known tradition, okay, a known tradition that churches traditionally and usually hold Bible study on hump day, on a Wednesday night. So this young man knew, whether he had been there before, whether he scouted it out, he could have walked into any church in America last night and almost gotten the same results. Because Bible studies are traditionally and historically held on Wednesday nights in America. So he walks into a church in Charleston, South Carolina, sits there for 44 minutes up to an hour while service is going on. and I'm laying the groundwork and laying the landscape for what we're going to talk about. We only have 30 minutes, and we have 25 left to go. So he sits there, and after about 44 minutes to an hour, gets up, don't know what verbal exchanges, what commands were given, what was said. We only have hearsay of what was said. But this young man gets up, opens fire, shoots and kills 9 people, injures 12, including the senior pastor of the church. The head, the spiritual head of the church, was shot and killed. Okay? Our hearts, our prayers, and our thoughts go out to the families, the community, to all affected by this terror and it. Have to. You don't have to worry about ISIS in another country when we have domestic terrorism attacking Christianity, attacking the body of Christ right here. A demonic spirit running rampant and loose in America and attacking the body of Christ in the most powerful yet humble position known. And that is the position of prayer in which people were in and were murdered last night. But I have to ask you, tragedy in Charleston, are you political or prayerful? What are your thoughts today? How are you feeling today? Where are you looking for answers? Who are you looking to for answers on this? Let me ask this question. Obama got up and gave a national address with the church. I'm not talking about an office building. I'm not talking about a school. I'm not talking about a government. When something happens, like, why do we now look and presidents who are hell-bent on your faith, crucifying Christ daily, but as soon as something so big like this, demonic terrorist act, happens, we want the very basis to check that out, them to give answers and stop it. But they can't, people. They can't. Why can't they? Listen, in the Bible, in Mark chapter 3, verse 23, here's why they can't stop. Here's why devilish, demonic acting people to do with prayer. And then we get up in prayer and our thoughts in prayer. Question is, on a please forgive the technical difficulties. The devil is always running wild. And when you're talking about his kingdom, when you're talking about his foot soldiers, when you're talking about his demonic spirit, he doesn't want the truth out. So he tries to interfere and interrupt whenever he can. But God says nothing's going to stop his word. His word is not going to return unto him void. His word is going to fulfill its destiny and what he sent it out to do. And what he is sending it out to do tonight is use me, Pastor Larry Stevenson, as your conduit to get this word to you. So like I was saying, devil, before you interrupted me, listen, this is why politicians, this is why those people that act demonic on a daily basis cannot prevent and cannot solve the issues that we see last night. So this is why you need to stop looking at the president. You need to stop looking for bad politicians. You need to stop looking at those that are go against your faith on a daily basis to solve these problems. Mark chapter 3, verse 23 says, so Jesus called them over, talking about his disciples, Jesus called them over to him and began to speak to them in parables. And he said this, and I quote, and this is what I'm saying to you, so listen closely. And I quote, Jesus said, how can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, the kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, the house cannot stand. And if Satan opposes him divided, he cannot stand. His end has come. Oh, my goodness. That deserves an amen. Let the church say amen. Because, listen, if these people are acting so demonic, and that's how I see, you may hear my church in the background. My children are here while this is going on. So if you hear the church say amen, you can chime in and say amen as well. Listen, this is exactly why we cannot look towards devilish politicians. We cannot look towards people that are attempting to crucify Christ and throw your faith out the door and throw it in the trash or muck and mire and just lump it in with everything else. You cannot look to them to solve these types of issues, because Satan can't drive out himself. Those that are pushing laws and pushing politics to divide and to drive out faith, you cannot look to them when you need faith in the face of tragedy, in the face of trial. This tragedy in Charleston, let me know. Are you political or are you prayerful? Call in 516-418-5542. I have a live chat window open. You can chat with me again. This is PowerPoint Radio, where the truth speaks as it is written. In Jesus' name, amen. we are PowerPoint Church. You can find us at powerpointchurch.org. You can call in any Thursday at 9 p.m. We'll be on live. This will also be broadcast after we're done on podcast, so you can download the podcast as well. Call-in number is 516-418-5542. You can find us on Twitter at PowerPNTChurch. Same on Facebook, Power PNT Church. Again, Thursdays live at 9. I'm Pastor Larry, and my co-host, of course, is Lady Tracy. And our church is always standing behind us. So listen, another question. Well, in terms of looking to something for help, looking to someone for help, looking to your president for help, looking to a politician. I'll even be so bold as looking to your pastor for help. Your pastor should have more answers than politicians, because he should be interceding with heaven, praying to God on a daily basis, interceding for the flock, interceding so that he will have an answer to give when the time to give an answer comes, and that is biblical, okay? But listen, when you look to and look towards something for help, the Bible says in Psalms chapter 121, verse 1, almost through 7, but listen, Psalms, this is out of the NIV version of the text, Psalms 121, chapter, verse 1. It says, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. Listen, this doesn't say Obama will watch over you. This doesn't say another politician will watch over you. A friend or family member will watch over you. It says the Lord will watch over you. And I know some will listen to this and ask themselves, well, if you're so confident that the Lord will watch over us, how could the Lord allow something so tragic like this to happen to people in church in prayer? Why did he allow this to happen, or why did God do this? Let me tell you, God didn't do it, okay? Don't get it twisted and don't get it confused. God didn't do it, but he will see those left behind. He will see those families. He will see those people that are steadfast in prayer. His children, he will see you through it, okay? God didn't do this. This was a demonic spirit. This was a demonic terroristic spirit that did this. Get away from believing in what was propositioned and positioned on the presidential pulpit today. We have to get away from this. This was a hate crime. This was gun violence. This was a black and white issue because this man said, or this young man said, that I'm leaving this person behind to tell my story. I'm not going to kill this person. And what he allegedly, supposedly, using my air quotes, if you can't see it, you allegedly or supposedly said that I'm here to kill black people. I don't know if that was true or not, but let me tell you something, America. Let me tell you something, world. This is not a black and white issue. Not at all. Okay? Not at all was this a black and white issue. In fact, this issue is a spiritual issue. It doesn't matter the color of this man's skin. It doesn't matter the color of the victim's skin. This was, is, and will remain. Why? Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11 tells us to put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh. Let me just interject. That flesh means our struggle is not against flesh and blood. Okay, that's what it says. Let me just interject my own. When it says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood. For our struggle is not against black people. For our struggle is not against white people. For our struggle is not against politicians. For our struggle is not against our bosses. For our struggle is not against our friends. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. That's coming from the NIV version of the text, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11 through 12. So when we talk about, oh, this is a black and white issue, no, it is not a black and white skin color issue. The Bible makes it clear. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. Man, listen, if you need answers, you don't have to turn on CNN. You don't have to turn on Fox News. You don't have to go to a Christian Post. Go to your Bible. Get on your knees. Pray to God. Look to the hills. Where does your help come from? When David says, look to the hills, he means there is something above the hills, above the horizon, and that is the heavens in which you should be looking. The heavens are higher than the presidential pulpit. The heavens are higher than anything that you can imagine. So look to the hills, but where does my help come from? My help comes from heaven above. Okay? Man, there's just so much. There's so much meat on this bone, and I just want to get it to you because some of these presidential press conferences are so disheartening. I know people think they're enlightening. They're enlightening to see how people think, how a demonic spirit is ripe in political circles. Because one of the captions was, and one of the statements, the president, is that there needs to be a national reckoning, not a national prayer rally or prayer vigil, but a national reckoning to deal with gun control. Not prayer, not faith, not anything else like that, but to deal with gun control. So here we are again, people using people's lives, people using death, people using all this stuff to politically posture in terms of a gun grab or a gun snatch. Okay? Out of my cold, dead hands, what a man once said. So, do you trust more in the government to solve a demonic issue, or do you trust in the Lord? Huh? I mean, who and what do you trust in? Let me ask the question again, and please call in and let us know. Or tune in again after you listen to this show on podcast or on blogradio.com/PowerPoint Radio. You can call in at 516-418-5488. 5542. But listen, do you trust more in the government to solve a demonic issue, or do you trust in the Lord? Huh? Listen, Psalms chapter 20, verse 7 says, some trust in chariots and some trust in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They are brought to their knees and fall, but we rise up and stand firm. Lord, give victory to the king. Answer us when we call. So listen, some trust in chariots and some trust in horses, but we will trust in the Lord. Some trust in the government. Some trust in political power. Some trust in friendships. Some trust in flesh and blood. Some trust in this and some trust in that. But we will trust in the Lord. All we have to trust in. If you're going to put your trust in something, I'm not telling you to put your trust in a horse and bet the races, in the lottery and try and win, in a dog race or anything like that. I'm telling you, put your trust in the Lord. You can't go wrong with your trust being in the Lord. Are you political or are you prayerful? Gun control. Listen, being political means that you are now on the side of listening to what was said today in light of this demonic terrorist act, okay, of a person filled with the spirit of the devil, okay? Filled with the spirit. I mean, this guy was so filled with the spirit, he literally played out verses of the Bible when it deals with the devil and demonic acts. Have you ever read the book of Job? The book of Job in chapter 2, verse 2, when God is literally sitting down having a meeting with the devil. Well, he had actually sat down and had a meeting with the devil. Listen, Job chapter 2 says, on another day, the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them to present himself before the Lord. Check that out. People don't think this devil is real. This dude literally scheduled a meeting on, you know, since we're talking political and all this stuff, he literally scheduled a meeting with God. Said, I know you're meeting with your angels, and I'm paraphrasing, I'm just interjecting, you know, just, you know, making some good radio. But listen, the angels, listen, it said, on another day, the angels came to present themselves before the Lord. And, hinging word, going into, and Satan also came with them to present himself before him. And the Lord said to Satan, where have you come from? Woo! He looked at him and said, where have you come from? And Satan answered the Lord, this is what he said, and I quote, from roaming throughout the earth, going back and forth on it. In another translation, it says, going to and fro, looking for whom he may devour. Because, again, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Okay? So we're talking about Job here, right? So this little 21-year-old man who finally found himself in a church in Charleston, South Carolina, right? He found himself in Charleston, South Carolina in a church in where he carried out his demonic act. But before that, he was found in the store looking confused, talking about all kind of weird stuff off the top of his head. Before that, he was somewhere else looking confused. What was he doing? He was going to and fro in the spirit of the devil, in the spirit of Satan, seeking for whom he may devour. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, demonic spirit going to and fro, seeking who he may devour. I have a question that goes a little bit deeper into the conversation. I'm going to save this type of question for next Thursday's episode, okay? The reason why I'm going to save it for next Thursday's episode is I want to get past the initial effects of this tragedy out of respect for the dead and the living, out of respect for the fear and the faithful. I want to respect that, and so we'll ask the question that goes a little bit deeper and that is going to push the envelope of your faith and of your discernment and of your thought process when it comes to the church today. Okay? So I'm going to hold that back and ask that question next week. But again, listen, this kind of spirit that finds itself so ripe and so rampant in this country, President Obama, and other countries in much more extreme manners than it is here in the United States of America with these random to and fro demonic type of devilish terroristic acts. Okay? There was a statement also that was made by the leader of the free world that these type of acts don't occur in other countries like this. No, they occur a lot worse and with much more frequency and with many more casualties. Okay? There is something really wrong here with the thought process of these leaders, of the president of the free world. But listen, listen carefully. This kind of spirit only comes out by prayer. Mark chapter 9, verse 29. This kind comes out only by prayer. And let me go a little deeper and paraphrase Mark and Matthew and combine the two. Only by prayer, only by fasting, and only through your faith is the only way it's going to come out. That's it. That's it. My church has given me direction on how to present to you, so please forgive me if I'm just jumping out out of your speakers. But when I talk, I get so excited, especially when we're talking about the Lord, okay? And we're talking about healing and curing this demonic spirit that is so ripe in the United States of America. Mr. President, you need to start banning bombs over in other places, car bombs over in other places. But listen, this kind of spirit, everybody, listen, this kind of spirit only comes out by prayer and fasting and only as an act of faith and total belief in Jesus Christ. I didn't say Allah. I didn't say Buddha. I didn't say Muhammad. I didn't say Obama. I said Christ, Jesus, the Lord. Your faith in the Lord. That's the only way this is going to come out. Okay? I'm going to leave you with that. We're going to end this episode with prayer as we will begin and end all of them. If I didn't begin with prayer vocally over the airwaves, believe me, I prayed before I came on the air. But before I let you go, we got about a minute and 9 or 1 minute and 7 seconds. I simply want to offer this prayer to everyone listening. Heavenly Father, in the mighty, magnificent name of Jesus, in the name that is above all other names, and in the name that the only name that could cure and help what's going on and heal what's going on, what we have just seen with the tragedy in Charleston, the name in which we pray to, the name in which we bow to, the name in which we look to above the hills and when we call upon heaven, the name of Jesus Christ. I pray in Jesus' name for your blessings upon America, upon everyone listening to this broadcast today. I pray that they open up their heart. If they haven't committed, I hope they commit right now or recommit to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and repent for their sins and that you would forgive them for following false gods. If they forgive themselves and they commit or recommit their lives to you right now, in the name of Jesus, and bless those who have been affected so severely by this incident, by this demonic attack. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.